Good morning. This is Dwayne, and over the next few months, I'm going to do something a little different in our mid-month time together, and that is I want to review some keys with you. Some keys, and as we do that, we'll take the most used chords out of those keys and just make sure you're kind of up to speed on that. And so you can kind of use this as a review, or if you are up to speed, you can use it as a drill, okay? And I hope you'll do that. Let's take the this few minutes, we're going to spend about 10 to 15 minutes a week, I mean a month on this, and we're going to take the C scale first, which is logical, and play it. Whenever you hear me play something like that, I want you to do the same, okay? So you should be at your piano and you should be playing the C scale like that, up and down, okay? Just to review, a scale is from the Latin word la scala, which means a ladder. It's a ladder of notes which runs from the root up to the octave, octavo, octopus, eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 scale degrees in a diatonic scale. Diatonic means key orientation. There's other kinds of scales that we won't take up right now because we're just thinking about major keys. We may go through the minor keys, and then we may eventually go through other modes and other scales. There's lots of different scales, as you probably know. All the relative minors, and they have three varieties. As you know, the natural minor, the harmonic, and the melodic minor. Plus, you have a lot of specialty scales. There's a whole tone scale. There's a chromatic scale, of course. There's something called the Mediterranean scale, and lots of varieties. The gypsy. Sorry for the interruption. The gypsy scale, the Mideastern kind of scale, which is basically the Mediterranean scale with some adjustments. There's an Oriental kind of scale that basically makes use of just five notes called a pentatonic scale. Then there's all the church modes, Aeolian, Dorian, Mixolydian, Lydian, so on. And so you can do lots of things with those scales, but we're just going to stay with the basic diatonic scales for at least 12 months and probably the next 2 or 3 years as we get into the minors and so on. So we're going to start with C, and any major scale is made up of a row of eight notes, a scale of eight notes that has this arrangement: whole step, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. Okay, so just get that. I know you know that, but just keep reviewing that in your mind. Okay, press down all the notes of the scale and you can see that, right? Whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. All right, so there's no sharps or flats in the key of C. Okay, so the C major chord you build on C, and then you go up a third and another third. So C major is C, E, G. And then the first inversion of that would be E, G, C, wouldn't it? The next inversion would be G, C, E. And then I could go up to C, E, G in the next octave, couldn't I? E, G, C, G, C, E. Root position, first inversion, second inversion, root, first, run out of room. Then I can come back down the way I went up. And I hope you're doing that along with me. You can do that in the left hand, of course, as well. Now, if we add a seventh to that, then that would be the seventh note of the scale flatted. Remember, there's two kinds of sevenths, and we'll review that in a minute. But what's normally called a dominant seventh, or just the, if you saw a chord symbol that said C seventh, it would mean C, E, G plus B flat. So let's play that in root, first, second, third, root, first, second, third. Third inversion is where the seventh's on the bottom, isn't it? Root, first, second, third, come on down. Now, after I get off the tape, what you should be doing is breaking those up, too. See, I'm pyramiding them up from the bottom up. That's good in a lot of ways. It teaches your chords. Plus, those are things you can use in fillers, as you well know. You can do the same thing in the left hand. Sometimes you should do it hands together in different inversions. You see, what I'm doing is, in one hand, I'll have the first inversion, in the other hand, I'll have the second inversion, or the root, or something. In other words, different inversions. That way, you're not playing two Cs at the same time. You're playing a C and an E and a G and a B flat. You see, that sort of thing. So you have that variety, right? Okay, so that's C seventh. Now there's another kind of seventh called the major seventh, where you don't play the flat seventh, but the scale seventh, C, E, G, and B. That's called C major seventh, M-A-J seventh. Then you come down. I'm keeping it slow, but obviously, you could do the cascading waterfall technique by just speeding that up a little bit, couldn't you? Okay, what would C6 be then? C, E, G, and what? A. So let's play that. Root position, first, second, third, root, first, second, third, root, first, second, third, root. Come back down the way you went up. Now break it up. I have my damper pedal depressed, by the way, just so all those notes will hook together. And of course, you can do the same thing in the left hand, and I hope that you will. Lots of varieties there. Okay, and let's move to the minor chords now. To make a major chord minor, what do? Lower the third half step. So we have C, E flat, and G. Let's turn it upside down. E flat, G, and C. That's the first inversion of the C minor chord. Second inversion would be G on the bottom, C in the middle, E flat on top. Root, first, second, root, first, second. Then you come back down the way you went up. Now break it up. Are you playing along with me? Be sure and do that. Okay, now a minor seventh chord then would be that minor chord plus the dominant seventh, wouldn't it? C, E, G, B flat. So let's play that inverted. Minor seventh chords are very mellow chords. Incidentally, the inversion of a C minor seventh chord is the same as an E flat sixth chord, isn't it? So you have that. One way to view it is sixth of any relative major becomes the minor seventh of its relative minor, doesn't it? That's nice to know when you choose chord substitutions, because quite often, say, you're playing in the key of E-flat, and you want a little different feel for that. You know, just you want E-flat sound, maybe you can move it to C minor seventh. And it makes it a little more mellow, or at least gives some variety to it, okay? What's the minor sixth chord then? Well, it'd be the minor triad plus the sixth degree of the scale. So let's invert that. C, E flat, G, and A. Up. And back down. Broken up. Go up as high as you want. Come back down whenever you're ready. Then a C augmented chord would be C, E, and raise the fifth to G sharp. So C, E, G sharp. Notice that that's based on the whole tone scale, actually, isn't it? In other words, you have nothing but whole tones in that. Two major thirds, in other words. So let's invert C augmented, C, E, G sharp, E, G sharp, C, E, and so on. Up the keyboard, and back down, block and broken. Now you could have a lot of combinations. You could have that augmented chord plus the seventh. That would be C seventh with a raised fifth, or an augmented fifth, wouldn't it? So you'd have C, E, G sharp, and B flat. And so on, okay? You could have C seventh with a flat fifth, C, E, G flat, and B flat. Sounds like the Twilight Zone, doesn't it? Expect Rod Sterling to come out. And so on. But those are chords you can use, of course. We could have C7th. C minor with a major 7th. So we could have C, E flat, G with B natural. Invert that up. Break it up. Get a lot of ideas by doing this too. We could have C minor 7th with a flat 5th. That's sometimes called a half diminished chord. Half diminished. It's diminished with a normal 7th, not a major 7th, but a dominant 7th. So you'd have C, E flat, G flat, and B flat. That's enharmonic with a chord, too. What chord is that enharmonic with? Enharmonic with E flat minor 6, isn't it? Very same chord. Beautiful chord, actually. Okay, so I don't think I'll take it any further. We could go on to 9ths and 11ths and 13ths, and I hope you'll do that on your own, but at least that gets us through the chords inside a scale. So do review the C scale and then the basic chords that are formed. Major, minor, diminished, augmented, and then the 7th, the 6th, the major 7th, and the combinations thereof. In other words, you could have a diminished chord with a 7th, a diminished chord with a major 7th, you could have an augmented chord with a major 7th, lots of combinations. So it'll be good for you to just to think through that in both hands, and then to just work it out by playing inversions and playing broken chords and so on. Okay, and then next month we'll take up another key, and we'll just keep that up, and in a year we will have reviewed all 12 keys. Okay, we'll see you next month. Bye-bye for now.